Chase Willie and D-Mace, 11 o'clock hour, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We say hello to Terry McCormick. TitanInsider.com has covered the team since day one. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we're good. We're a little fired up today. We've, you know, the guy that is currently sitting to my left played 15 years in the league. He's seen a lot of things, and when he watches the star quarterback for the Miami Dolphins go through what he went through last night, it tends to fire him up a little bit, and rightfully so. It very much should. So I'll start with that before we get into the Titans and the Colts. What's kind of your take on this whole Tua situation? And do you believe Mike Vrabel is going to be asked about this? Because I would love his opinion on it, both as a coach and a former player.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to get asked it by somebody today when he meets with the media after practice. You know, my take on the whole thing was, you know, given what we saw on Sunday against the Bills, the way he was wobbly when he got up from that first hit, I question whether or not he should have been out there. You know, and, yeah. And that's crazy, you know, that to think that he was put in harm's way the way he was, if that's the case. You know, somebody is going to pay a pretty heavy price for that, I would think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's certainly a conversation that is not going to go away by any means. But shifting in to the Titans and the Colts, obviously, I know Derrick Henry said yesterday he's not worried about going back to Indianapolis and the place that he got hurt. We saw him things got going a little bit better for him last week. How do you think the Titans can continue the progression with Derrick Henry to kind of get him back to full form?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of a combination of things. I think you saw, you know, on the very first play from scrimmage, it was a handoff, another hit behind the line of scrimmage, and you're like, well, here we go again. But to Todd Downing's credit, he made some adjustments, especially in the first half. They started splitting Derek out putting him out in the pass pattern, hitting him with the check downs and the screens to get him ahead of steam and get him in some space where he had some room to run. And that kind of helped open things up a bit in the run game. I think the Titans may be in a situation right now, given their offensive line and, you know, the makeshift kind of concept that it is right now. I think you may be looking at a team that has to do a little bit of passing in order to run the football rather than run in order to pass. I think they're going to have to maybe go back and re-examine that, try to maybe throw a couple of those play-action passes on the early downs so that maybe you can get to a second and three and then hand Derek the ball and have a chance for him to find some open lanes because teams may have to start respecting the pass. I think that's one area. And then splitting him out, getting him the ball in space, I think that was a really good move on the part of the offense last week.
Now, Terry, Treylon Burks, I think he didn't practice a day this week because of illness. What is his status moving forward? Has Vrabel said anything?
No, he was a full go yesterday. He was out on Wednesday because of an illness. But he's a full go yesterday, so I don't anticipate any problems with Treylon Burks being available on Sunday for the Titans. And that's a guy that they're going to need because he's a guy who can, you know, he's got young, fresh legs. He's a speedy guy. He can make people miss and get yards after the catch, at least judging from his resume from while he was at Arkansas. I think this is a guy that, you know, they're going to need to get involved more in the passing game to try to create some of those explosive plays that were lost when A.J. Brown was traded away.
Now, with that being said, and we're going to ask this question until, you know, things start to change with Austin Hooper. This is a guy they brought in to be an integral part of this offense, and so far he's been a no-show. And I'm not going to completely blame it on him, but they got to find a way to address this and allow him to be more of a focal point in this offense, as do they need to with Treylon Burks. But has there been any discussion with Downing at trying to make this happen?
Well, Ryan Tannehill addressed it the other day when he was asked, and he said that, you know, Hooper's time in this offense will come. I think there's been a few times maybe where he's been open, but, you know, for whatever reason, Tannehill wasn't able to get him the football. And the other part of this too, Derek, I think that with the way this offensive line is, and with the losing Taylor Lewan and now having to have a backup left tackle, I think you saw a lot more tight ends being left in the block. They were running some two tight end sets against the Raiders, even three tight end sets, leaving some guys in to block to help pass protect so that Ryan Tannehill stays clean in the pocket. So, you know, we saw that 2 years ago. That's, you know, when Taylor Lewan was hurt, that's when Jonnu Smith's numbers went down from a receiving standpoint because he was needed to stay in and help block more often than going out into the pass patterns. I think that may be a little bit of what's happening with Austin Hooper here, is that he's not getting the target that he normally would get because he's having to stay in and help block more often.
Terry, before we move forward with this football discussion, I have a question for the resident Yankee fan here. If you were,
I knew that was coming.
If you caught the Aaron Judge ball, or let's say you got to a game next weekend and he hit number 66 or 67, whatever it is, what would you do with it?
I'd probably parlay it into at least a meeting with Aaron Judge and give him back the ball.
Okay, so you wouldn't take it to the auction site and just, you know, be cold-blooded and just go all for yourself with the money.
If he was a Red Sox, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
See? Terry is – all right, Terry, this is what I said yesterday, because I'm with you. I have nothing against Aaron Judge. I don't like the Yankees like you do, obviously. I'm a Braves fan. But I respect Aaron Judge enough that I would like maybe some tickets. I've never been to Yankee Stadium, so hook me up with tickets. Sign another ball for me, commemorating that this was 61 or 62, what have you, but then give him the original ball, and that's cool. If it was Barry Bonds, you paying me. Like, we are playing hardball because I don't like you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's how I roll.
Mm. So, Terry.
I'm with you.
Very interesting. So, Terry, as you look at the Colts, you've seen a lot of these matchups. The Titans have turned the tables a little bit on this rivalry here. But as you look at this particular Colts team, let's start with Matt Ryan. He's definitely struggled. You look at the numbers, the pass protection, the things like that. Do you think it will get better, or is this an area that the Titans just have to exploit?
I think that it will get better for Matt Ryan as he gets more acclimated to the receivers that he has. You know, the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, an old quarterback is going to have to learn how to get on the same page with new receivers, and some of those are kind of younger guys who maybe don't know the rigors of what it's like to gain separation, you know, on a regular basis in the NFL. This is something I talked to Tannehill and Robert Woods about the other day, is that when you've got veteran to veteran, the time it takes to get on the same page shortens quite a bit. And I'm sure Derek would attest to that, that if it's a 10th-year quarterback and you're joining a new team, it's easier to get on the same page because you've both seen it, as opposed to, you know, a 10th-year quarterback and a second-year wide receiver, that sort of thing. So I think that it plays into it some. I think Matt Ryan will get better. I think it's fortunate for the Titans that they're playing the Colts twice early in the season before maybe they really get that offense going and get everybody on the same page.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Appreciate it as always, my friend, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.